Gemma finished the casting circle, then she put away the piece of chalk. She was nervous since there was no guarantee for the summoning to work, and because of the advice she needed. The High Elf woman grabbed the piece of parchment where she had scrawled the words to summon the Goddess of Love. Gemma's mind flitted back to her predicament, then she became flushed. It was now or never.
"Without your guidance, we are lost."
The High Elf woman flinched when the casting circle illuminated.
"Oh wow, it worked?"
The room became nearly frigid, and a light mist filled the casting circle. The mist quickly filled the entire room. Gemma looked around in frantic confusion.
Hello? Did I summon anything other than fog?"
"It's symbolic."
"What now?"
The mist became thicker.
"Mortals only summon deities when they need direction. You know, when their minds are clouded."
"I suppose that makes sense."
The mist thinned out considerably.
"See? Following along can clear things up like that."
"I was under the impression that Cassie was a goddess, not a god."
"Oh, she is, but I am here to help you in her stead, because she's with another mortal."
"I suppose that makes sense."
The fog nearly disappeared.
"Now, your problem?"
"I have this friend who I'm in love with, and I don't know if my feelings are one-sided or reciprocated, and if they're not, I risk our friendship by saying anything."
"And you need to know whether you should suffer in silence, or if you should act. That is a good reason to call the Love Goddess for advice."
"So, can you help me?"
Praymod snaps his fingers. Three coffers appeared on the summoning circle. Gemma turned and looked at the pieces of furniture. With carved-out eyes and fangs, the coffers resembled monsters. With trepidation, she leaned in and examined the realistic faces. When three sets of eyes shifted to look at her, she fell backward, startled.
"They're monsters! How are they supposed to help?"
"Only one of them is a monster. The other two are my treasure chests of useful items."
"Why do you carry around two treasure chests and a monster?"
The fog rolls in once more.
"Because shell games are more fun this way."
After the fog cleared, Praymod approached one of the coffers. He opened the lid, then pulled out two masks. He offered one to Gemma.
"What is this for?"
"We are going to disguise ourselves to seek the answer to your question. Come now."
Praymod shuts the coffer lid, then snaps his fingers again. The coffers disappear.
"Where what?"
"You want to know if your friend loves you back, right? Well, disguises let you get your answer without ruining your friendship."
"This makes a lot of sense."
"Come now. Given the late hour, we don't want to have to break into a home or recruit one of my clerics to do so for you."
"All right. Summoning circle is drawn. I suppose it's time to say the words to bring her here."
The mortal looks down at the paean. He reads it to himself several times to become used to the wording.
"The gift of ambition, the gift of want, the gift of infinity, the gift of ambition, the gift of want, the gift of infinity, the gift of ambition, the gift of want, the gift of infinity." That was it. Wasn't something supposed to happen?
The casting circle glows and the room becomes chilled.
"Oh, it worked."
After a gold-cloaked figure appears, the mortal man relaxes.
"Ah, pretty. I'm waiting to hear back on my marriage proposal to a young woman from a neighboring village. I'm meeting with her father today, and I absolutely want this to work out. That is why I called for your aid and counsel."
"Huh. Marriage. The mortal's contracts for negotiating property in exchange for continuing a bloodline, and the ownership of the larger collection of goods and lands of an entire clan?"
Who are you?"
"We need to write down the pros and cons of this marriage proposal being accepted."
"What? Why?
You surely need a backup plan should this fall through. That, and you need to know if this is a fairer option for you and your possibly bride-to-be.
Why? Why would that matter? And also, I always thought Preeti was a goddess, not a god.
No. Preeti is busy elsewhere, so I answered your call. Now, if this young lady is too good for you, what then?
What? Nothing! I'm focused on this and making the marriage proposal happen!
What if it is not fair to this young lady? What if there is a better match for her and her interests out there in the world?
That is not really my concern.
Yes, it is. Sit. We can work through this together.
I am not going to make a list.
I believe you will come to see things my way, since I am not leaving until you do.
How are you going to make me? Tell me it's in my best interest to think about these things?
It most certainly is. Fairness and virtue are not simply abstract concepts. They also influence just what happens to you and every other mortal.
What does that mean?
It influences how much the deities of your world like you, what they will do for you, and if they will answer your summons.
Was that a threat?
Merely a terrifying cosmic fact about how things work.
So, Pro, my family is the wealthiest family in the village, and I can provide for her.
Good, good. Keep going.
Life, death, and rebirth as you wish it to be.
From the summoning circle that Asa has drawn, a god steps forward.
Ah, mortal! And what do I owe this fantastical pleasure?
You are not Lady Mara.
Mara, Mikhail, both our names start with M. It's practically the same. So, what may I help you with this day, dear mortal?
Oh, well, I had injured myself. Nothing major, but an injury nonetheless. I sought to seek Lady Mara's aid in determining if it was worth using magic to heal the wound.
Mikhail smiles widely.
Is that all? Do tell me then, where is this wound?
This gash on my leg.
Asa gestures at his injury. Mikhail leans in to inspect it.
Oh, no. You need not worry yourself with magic for such a trifling wound. Here, I think I have just the thing on hand.
The god begins to dig through his belongings. Asa looks at the god curiously.
You are a practitioner of medicine?
First aid in the battlefield is of the utmost importance in war. And I am the god of war, after all. Amongst other things, of course. Now then, here we are.
Mikhail pulls out a strap of leather and a long iron rod from his bag.
Lord Mikhail, what are those?
Oh, for a gash like this, cauterizing the wound is all you need. Thus the iron rod, which I shall heat for you.
And the leather strap?
Mikhail hands the strap to Asa, then ignites a fire at the tip of his finger, with which he begins to heat the iron rod.
Bite down on it! This shall sting quite a lot, as I am taken to understanding.
The gods sat around on the astral plane. They reflected on their experiences with mortals while they answered another deity's summons.
It was fun, right?
The deception god looked around the table at the other deities expectantly.
I did not enjoy being summoned into the wilderness. I was made filthy by the mortals I answered on Barbas's behalf.
I spent my time outdoors with the mortals who I answered. It was delightful.
You will not always be summoned outdoors if you continue to do this.
Giving advice made me feel sage, but I do not know if I will have time to continuously answer mortals.
It was interesting,
but not as interesting as going to where there is intense fear in the world.
Interesting indeed. Do you know how rare it is that I get to delve into spreadsheets and do my research hands-on?
I don't know about that. It wasn't really for me. Nobody wants advice, even when they summon a deity to seek it. Apparently.
But we got to interact with people and help them. How is that not a reward in and of itself?
Because our natures are inherently different.
Nonsense! It was intensely fun and I was helpful.
Oh, what did you do on my behalf, Mikhail?
First aid.
The other deities went silent.
First aid?
Yes. It was great to be appreciated by a mortal.
You're saying that you helped a mortal with their wound?
That is correct.
So, curiosity drives me to ask, can you sense the dread of gods?
Absolutely. We were all palpable just now.
What nonsense! There's nothing to fear. First aid is simple.
Perhaps one of us should check in on this mortal.
Why would that be needed?
I can run a satisfaction survey, see what mortals think. That way we can make an informed decision about future actions.
Whatever you think is fun, sure.
What a great idea. Make sure the mortal has sought proper medical treatment.
I'm certain at least one of my clerics is a medic.
Nonsense. If the mortal had succumbed to their wounds...
Mara looks at Mikhail.
Because they were mortally threatening and through no fault of Mikhail, I'd know.
Please make sure mortals still love we gods.
Now, off of that settled topic.
I don't think my mortal liked me much.
Does that matter to you?
No. Just changing the topic of conversation.
Maybe there's a way I can answer only the mortals in beautiful outdoor places.
Was this fun for everybody else? I got to put on a costume to help my mortal.
I did similar. That was fun.
The gods' satisfaction survey seems to be mixed.
Answering your summons like what we all did is how I have my fun.
With Premods being the loudest voice in favor of this event repeating itself, what do we all think?
Ask me next year.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll simply accompany one of you next year.
I can make it more interesting next year.
Yes! More fun!